This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park, technically on a Patriots Friday, which leads me into a week-long tease. We are happy to announce here on WEEI Afternoons that we expect to be talking to the coordinators of your New England Patriots every Friday on a rotational basis. Josh McDaniels, Terrell Williams, Jeremy Springer.
Love that guy.
That should be a lot of fun, especially, and no disrespect to the other two, but certainly talking to Josh McDaniels in this season of so much importance for Drake May and his development and everything that's, that goes into that. That's going to be interesting.
I'm very, 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 very curious to keep track of how the defense evolves, especially in light of some of the recent releases and moves that they've made, the scheme change, Josh McDaniels offense 3.0, and can special teams keep up their top 10 NFL ranking like they achieved in year one of Springer, which of course came under Jerod Mayo.
I don't want just top 10. I want big plays. We've seen that in the preseason. Every game they've had big returns, and it didn't matter who was back there making the returns, Marcus Jones, Travion Henderson. They are all capable of big plays, Antonio Gibson. So they're going to be interesting. But, yeah, each and every Friday we should be talking to one of the coordinators from your New England Patriots here on WEEI Afternoons. Today we're at Fenway Park in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. We're here because the Red Sox are playing a home game. They're back. Nice road trip. 7-1. Not bad. Unfortunately, the tarp is currently on the field at Fenway Park, but we are hoping for baseball tonight, and that will mean the debut of Peyton Tolley against Paul Skeens, one of the best pitchers in baseball. Should be really fun environment here. It is 5 o'clock. You're getting in your car. You're getting ready for a long weekend, if you didn't leave already yesterday. But no, I'm going to assume you work today like us. Nose to the grindstone. You're working. Labor Day weekend. You're getting in your car. It's time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Number 70. On your scorecard, apparently, according to Brad Poe.
But probably soon to be number one in your hat.
Peyton Tolley. A meteoric rise through the organization. A-ball, double-A-ball, triple-A-ball, and now big league baseball, Fenway Park tonight. A moment that we have been talking about for a couple weeks here. We were talking about it a lot yesterday because you had a TBD spot. And you had this guy on the horizon. And you had Breslow on the morning show with Greg Hill saying, yeah, we're going to continue to be aggressive. And you're like, how can you be aggressive right now? You can't really sign anybody. You can't really trade for... Oh, aggressive would be calling up a young, dynamic arm who could be an impact starter or reliever down the postseason run. And, well, wouldn't you know it, that's exactly what they did. And we kick things off here in the drive with a little audio the Red Sox put out. Chad Tracy, the manager of the Woo Sox, gets to sit down and let Peyton Tolley, he's being called up to the big leagues, and this is what it sounded like.
So, tomorrow, there's a game here, Pirates versus the Red Sox, Paul Skeens versus TBD. We were thinking of turning that TBD into Tolley. What do you think?
It looks pretty good to me.
Think you can handle that? Fenway Park, you and Skeens?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Congratulations, dude. Good for you.
Thank you.
Oh man, good for you.
Congratulations, brother.
Wow! Did it, kid.
That is a large man getting choked up and teary. And you could hear his breath get taken away. As soon as Paul Tracy said something to the effect like, hey, did you see right here? It says here, Skeens versus TBD. You know immediately, Tolley's like, holy crap, he's going to tell me that my initials are TBD. I'm going to the big... And he's like... And then he starts crying. It's really cool. Our own big guy, Ted Johnson's a sucker for these. He's talked about these in the NBA draft and the NFL draft and these emotional moments when these guys who are, I mean, Peyton Tolley could end up being a superstar icon. And yet right there, he's kind of a little kid getting his dream come true in front of him to go to Fenway.
Am I going to have to get, as I have yet to invest in any Red Sox jerseys for the kiddos, 12 and 8. They're eventually going to want somebody.
Roman Anthony. I don't mean to be disrespectful to Peyton Tolley on Peyton Tolley night here at Fenway Park, but
I don't know.
Arms are risky.
There really might be something special.
Arms are risky.
Guy. What's more fun than watching a Haas 6'6" mustachioed 255-pound brick Blankhouse get out there and throw 100?
That is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
But it's also pretty cool to watch a guy hit like a leadoff home run and run around the
base. I'm not saying.
Injecting his arm and the whole
thing. By
the way,
I'm with you 100% of the way. You know, sometimes we play the both things can be right, two truths, no lies. I think both of those things can be true at the same time.
Also, I'm a practical person, so if you buy a Roman Anthony jersey and you bring your kids to a game, they can wear the Roman Anthony jersey and there's a really good shot he's going to play in that game. If you get a Peyton Tolley, you got a 1 in 5 chance.
That's fair enough. Well, I guess that's the Tolley.
See logic right there?
That's the Tolley you have to pay. However, it's you're welcome. Again. Nope, I can't help
it. We made it this far. I wish we had made it the whole show.
So, good news for anyone who's interested in the celebrity or superstar factor tonight. According to @AlexZachary305.
Are you going
to
say it?
Yep.
Are you going to say it?
Livvy Dunn LD? From her IG stories over Boston. It just says, hi, Boston. She going to be in the house.
Livvy Dunn here at Fenway Park.
The event
just grew.
There's an A-plus celebrity factor to tonight's game.
Wow. I was not sure that was going to come to
fruition. Oh, my God. You know what? What if Roman Anthony's sister and Peyton Tolley become a thing?
That would actually probably not quite Taylor Swift blow up the internet. But, yeah, the local sort of gossip channels. The old days of
Townie Web.
Remember when the Herald used to have the whatever
track girls?
Yeah, the track girls, the inside track. That would be the inside track's dream.
The Herald would have to hire two
bring
new
them
track
back.
Gals. Yeah,
new
where
track
are they?
Girls. We can do it. We can have our own inside track on the morning show. The inside track ladies with
yeah.
one
or,
just
or
her.
Should do, she kind of reports on that kind of buzz.
Yes, that'd be
Livvy
perfect
Dunn.
For her.
Livvy Dunn in the house tonight.
Livvy Dunn, Paul Skeens, Peyton Tolley in the house. Friday night Fenway, which is always electric in recent months and weeks and years. It's going to be a special vibe, a very special vibe. But that wasn't the only Peyton Tolley audio that's interesting. So we haven't really heard from the manager because he's kind of downplayed these things. We asked him about it earlier in the week. Peyton Tolley's like, you know, there's some other things that have to happen, blah, blah, blah. Maybe that was they had to release Walker Buehler to open up a roster spot. I don't know, but it's happened. Peyton Tolley is here tonight for his debut. This is what Alex Cora had to say about it.
When he goes out there and warm up, people know. they know you're going to be out there. So we'll see how it goes. We're excited about it, and he is excited about it. So just let him be. That's the most important thing. It's going to be a special night for his family, for him, and obviously for the organization. He's a good pitcher. He is. And just be watching video. You know, he attacks the strike zone. He's not afraid of that. And hopefully we can continue to do that here.
That's all I'm looking for. I think you said it earlier when we were talking to our guy Bradford. Just throw strikes. Just attack the strike.
Oh, he said that was the thing he said. Just like the same thing you would say to your kids in the Little League World Series.
Yep.
Local Babe Ruth League. Just throw strikes.
Go down swinging.
Good things happen when you throw strikes.
Plus, I mean, the Pirates are not the best team in baseball, right?
No,
They're not the greatest lineup.
No,
it's not like murderer's row of the Yankees. No. So throw strikes. The worst thing you want to do. The worst thing you want to do. And you know how I know this?
How?
Because the guy who was just cut used to do it all the time, Walker Buehler.
Yeah,
the worst thing you want to do is give up walks and then start grooving strikes. Solo home runs?
Yeah.
Fine. Mm. 2-3-run home runs? Not great. Not great at all. So don't do that. Throw strikes. Peyton Tolley. I also liked what Alex Cora said there because if you remember back when Roman Anthony was on the horizon and then he arrived here and we started to talk to Alex Cora on a Wednesday about Roman Anthony, he told us how special he was. Like, this guy's legit. Other players are really good. Other players do their thing. This guy is special. There was a little tone of special to Peyton Tolley there. Like, when this guy goes out to the bullpen and warms up, you know it. They know it. Like, there's a buzz factor. There is a star power. You know, dare I say it?
Yep.
Like, and I know people get mad when you say, oh, the guy's got it. What does that mean? He's going to get lit up tonight. That's in that word, too. But no. Like, he seems to have the Magnum P.I.G. thing, his mustache. We may play some audio from that as well in odds and ends later in the show.
It's swag. He's got some. He's
but
got
swag without got, like the production is stupid.
Yeah.
You need
he's got
swag. And
he's
then
got
back
star
it up.
Power. He's got a persona. He's got a vibe about him. There's definite magnetism to Peyton Tolley. Like, you can't. dude, when the guy almost hits his head on most door frames and barely can fit through because of how broad his shoulders are, and he's got, and he has catchphrases, and he's funny, and he's smart, and he throws 100, like, there's every reason why we should take notice.
And also, this is going back, and we had this discussion at some point. No disrespect to Chris Sale and some of these guys that have come through over the years, the Clay Buchholzes, but in my formative years watching baseball, aces were hosses. They were absolute big men. They were Roger Clemens. They were Dave Stewart. They were Nolan Ryan. They were these big, badass.
Dave Stewart.
Absolutely. He was an absolute
ace. He always
ace.
Looked angry on the mound.
Yes. And Peyton Tolley is back in that direction, right? He's a big dude. You know, Giolito is in that kind of cutout, that style, that mold. Mm. And I love that Peyton Tolley is just this big, badass, but also a little playful. Like, he's got a playful side to him, an intriguing side.
A little bit of goofy.
I'm going to be interested to see how he fits with the dynamic of the clubhouse and of this team, which, like, I don't think he's at risk of disrupting the vibes that they've had that we talk so much about. But if he can pitch and he goes out there and he puts a impressive performance on the mound, mm-hmm. it's going to be interesting to see how he find his spot in here. And we talked to Bradfo about that. First hour, Bradfo joined us here in studio. Brought to you by, who brings Bradfo to us? Do you remember who that is?
McFarlane!
We asked Bradfo about how Peyton Tolley is going to handle this situation, this tough spot tonight. Fenway Park debut, Paul Skeens. And this is what he had to say.
Well, here's the thing, is that Tolley is the guy that they think actually can pitch the rest of the season here.
Ooh.
Right? So it's,
what's that, like six starts?
Yeah. So when you talk about the best version of what you're going to have this guy coming up, and It is. I am so looking forward to this. As iconic as this guy has become, and he has become iconic, this is a first for him. He is still only 23 years old. Peyton Tolley is 22 years old. This is, for these guys, this is what is great. This is a great night for baseball, and I sincerely mean that. Where you have, not only do you have two young pitchers, the guy who's done it at a historic rate since he was called up for the last year, but now one of the top pitching prospects in baseball, but also, guys, the image that they portray, to your point, Fitzy, the image that they portray is something. And by the way, Tolley, once he gets past the start, you're going to understand he has an unbelievable personality, a great guy to talk to.
So Alex Cora used the phrase yo-yo with Walker Buehler. When he went to the bullpen, he's like, I'm not yo-yoing him back and forth. He's going to stay in the bullpen. Little did we know he wasn't actually going to stay in the bullpen. He was going to leave the team.
Yep.
Anyway, I don't think they want to yo-yo Peyton Tolley. Mm-hmm. As Bradfo says, he's here to start the rest of the season. So 28 games, what, five or six starts. If you remember, the Mizorowski, whatever the hell his name is, mm-hmm. with the Brewers.
The Brewers, yeah.
He made the All-Star team, I believe, after five starts. So you can go from minor leaguer debut to baseball star in like a month's worth of work now.
The guy had six starts with Portland, three with Worcester, and now he's in the bigs.
And
he was drafted last year in the second round. This is called a meteoric rise.
Okay. So the cynical side of me, he didn't have a great first start with Worcester. Is there any part of you that's like, yeah, I mean, he's special, he's great, he's ready for this, he's young, he throws this, he's big as this, all of that, but you're like, this is still pretty much a crazy situation. So is the likelihood that he doesn't quite live up to the hype tonight?
Well, his best start was, I believe, five innings pitched, no earned runs, three hits, five Ks. So he showed
in the minors.
Yeah, and hit 99. So He's got the stuff.
Yeah, but these are big leaguers, not
he's
minor
got the
leaguers.
Stuff. I know. He's got the stuff.
They're better.
Well, actually,
and the guy on the other mound.
If we're being honest, he's not
pitching
against. Oh,
are you taking pot shots at the Pirates?
If you're talking about the Pirates, who wins tonight? WooSox versus Pirates, 6-1-7.
Has he faced an O'Neill Cruz? The guy's like 6-7 and a giant and hits bombs.
Okay. They're still the Pirates. He's got a good chance. How about all the electricity he's going to have coursing through his giant frame as 38,000 of Fenway faithful, most of which, by the way, are Red Sox fans. I've seen like four Pirates jerseys.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. We've seen more Eagles jerseys than Pirates jerseys. There was a Reggie White Eagles, old Eagles jersey, just walking down Lansdowne out here. No, I just want to bring a little rationale to this situation. This is a tough spot for him. And as much as we say it's not really on him to face Paul Skeens, he actually has nothing to do with Paul Skeens. That's on Roman Anthony leading off. That's on Ted's guy, Jaren Duran, hitting
third. How about Trevor Story?
Do your job, guys. If you do your job, then I'll worry about doing my job against the Pittsburgh Pirates lineup. But it is still, it's a special spot. I mean, Bradfoe was talking about, this is up there with some of the most dramatic type settings, games over the years, and debuts. Like,
this is a massively anticipated debut.
It is. And we'll see how it goes. And hopefully it goes well. And hopefully...
Well, let's do one of our quick little things. Over, under. 4.5 innings pitched.
Under.
Okay. 75.5 pitches.
Over.
Strikeouts. 5.5.
Under.
Okay. Earned runs. 1.5.
Over.
All right. So you think he's going to pitch like... 4 innings, strikeout.
I think it's going to be like...
5.
Fine.
Fine, okay.
Where you're like, okay, he's a big leaguer. Mm-hmm. He got that one out of the way. That was the, I learned the environment. Yep. That was knock off the rust, whatever. Feel the situation.
Sox lose 4-1.
Sure, and he's going to be okay.
Yep.
He's going to be okay as your fourth starter. You know what he doesn't need to be? A 1, a 2, or a 3.
Nope.
They have
that on lock.
They're awesome. They're awesome. They're in the top 5 in ERA, all those things that we've been talking about in recent days. All you have to be, and I keep saying this, you don't have to be great. You have to be better than Walker Buehler and what he was giving this baseball team.
And he is now currently unemployed.
And he was a guy that was
wealthy,
left saying,
and I'm sad about the way it worked out.
But. Let's use that phrase that Walker Buehler used on himself. It was effing embarrassing. I don't believe that
don't
Peyton
be effing
Tolley,
embarrassing.
I don't believe he'll feel that. I think he'll walk off Fenway Park to cheers. Relatively early in the game, you know, 4+ innings there. And I think he'll have his head held high. He'll probably be a little disappointed in himself because he probably has, you know, aspirations and dreams. But I think it will be fine.
Oh, we all should.
Absolutely. But the Red Sox, Peyton Tolley, Paul Skeens, not the only, Livy Dunn, not the only story of the day in Boston sports. Surprise cut. Again, we've had a couple of them this week. I don't know that we knew Kendrick Bourne was going to be gone. He gone. I don't know, Javon Baker, once he made the team, did we think he'd be gone? He gone. And he gone to the Eagles, by the way, signed with their practice squad. They are kind of pouncing on some former
way
Patriots.
Way too much gone.
And then today, a guy that we didn't talk about, I think, even in the slightest. I'm not sure we had a single conversation about this guy being cut or traded or not a part of this team. In fact, our buddy Ted Johnson thought he was well-liked by Mike Vrabel, thought he liked his energy and his attitude, his effort, and everything he brought into it. Jabril Peppers, no longer a member of the Patriots. One guy that saw this coming, apparently, to some degree, was our buddy Mike Giardi. We talked about that with him a bit earlier.
Leading into the preseason finale, all of a sudden his reps sort of decreased with the ones, and he started getting more run with the two, and then he obviously plays the first 4 series of the third preseason game. I know some people speculated, well, they just want to get him reps with Woodson. It was odd. And then you start to wonder, like, well, if they can't trade Duggar, maybe they'd trade Jabril. Turns out, to this point, they could trade neither. They're trying to basically say it's a scheme thing, to which I would say, maybe not the perfect scheme fit, but there's no way he's not one of your best 53.
That was Mike Giardi with us a bit earlier here on WEEI Afternoons. He saw a little bit of the Peppers thing coming, but I think he's still surprised because the bottom line is, if you were putting together the 53 best Patriots, I think we believe Jabril Peppers was part of that. He wasn't real happy. He put some emojis kind of referencing his own PFF ranking on Twitter.
Well, a lot of people weren't happy. Juwan Bentley, who is still yet to find a job with another professional football team,
weird,
asked how you can be a better team without one of your better players.
I agree with that question. Do you have an answer for it, Fitzy?
I don't.
You think Mike Vrabel does?
Apparently,
luckily, he doesn't have to talk all weekend because they got the weekend off.
So I sent some text messages to a few potential sources asking for a little intel. You would probably do the same. I've gotten everything from it's probably just a schematic thing because Vrabel's new defense wants the safeties to run and play more like free safeties, and they have to chase guys in the slot, so therefore Peppers wasn't really fitting to.
Great.
Well,
you're going to give away good players and put lesser players on the field because they don't fit
and
my
then,
scheme.
And then otherwise, I've also heard a little... Well, I can't give you any specifics, but I don't believe it was all on field.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's just on
no,
field.
No, I can't. It was too sudden. He made the damn team. He made the team Tuesday, went to the team dinner and introduction on Wednesday, and then all of a sudden, Friday at lunchtime, he gone.
Yeah, I think Rich Keefe's Keefspiracy from earlier on the Jones and Keefe show was a solid effort. Supposition as to why this could have happened certainly makes sense that Rich believes maybe Peppers thought he was going to be a starter, kind of found out, oh, by the way, as all the beat reporters have now reported, we're looking to not start you. We are going to start Hawkins and Woodson at safety, get a little more athletic, younger, whatever. You may have a role rotating in that maybe he didn't react to it well. Maybe he thinks he's better than that, worth more than that, you know, suited to more than that. I don't know. And then maybe that just kind of triggered another departure of a guy. Again, not a Vrabel guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Mayo. Actually, if you remember, why
Belichick
he came here?
Guy.
Not even a Belichick guy. He was a Joe Judge guy. He played for Joe Judge in New York with the Giants and was one of the rare few people that seemed to like playing for Joe Judge.
Wasn't Joe Judge at that time in 2022 offensive assistant, QB coach, assistant GM, et cetera, et cetera?
He was doing all kinds of things in the late ends of that Belichick era. And he brought him here or helped bring him here.
Uh-huh.
And then he fit and they re-signed him. Falls in line with all the other poor re-signings they've had in recent years with Elliott Wolf and everybody. But I just... something doesn't smell quite right.
Something doesn't fit
quite right. And the Patriots are down another, in my opinion, pretty good football player who I think will play for another football team this year. And probably...
who's it going to be?
I mean, I like the idea...
who would it going to be? The Raiders would be tasty.
The Raiders is fun. The Bills is fun because he can go win the division with Josh Allen.
Now the safety's down in Miami.
They traded... what was their trade
Jalen Ramsey.
They traded... but
they brought Minka Fitzpatrick back in, who is a safety.
Yes, so there was some issues there, so maybe that could be
I'm not going to rule out Pittsburgh, nor am I going to rule out the Commanders.
And I'm just trying to think, does he have any connections to anybody in the league? I'm not really sure about that, but he'll play for somebody.
He is signed within 48 hours.
He's a backup at worst quality football player on defense for an NFL team this year. 617-779-7937. Are you still surprised with what went on with Julius Peppers, Jabril Peppers, and the rest of the Patriots this week? And we have some calls lined up. We should get to those next, talking about the Patriots and my assertion that they are the most overrated team in football. There's a lot of people that think they're a playoff team. The number is still 8.5 wins. Are your expectations still high for the Patriots, or are they dwindling? A little bit more Patriots talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we have Nick Fitzy Stevens with your trending.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park on Peyton Tolley Day. Fingers crossed, because as I look up at the monitor, there is still a tarp on the field at Fenway. But Peyton Tolley is expected to make his major league debut.
Safety precaution.
You sure about that? They're letting people in, so that's good. The crowds outside our Lansdowne windows here are matriculating their way down the sidewalk.
Yeah, they want that bear money.
Easy, Stiz. I don't know if that was on air or in my ear, but we don't need to be going there. But yeah, it's supposed to be Peyton Tolley versus Paul Skeens. We are in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. Speaking of Fs, Fall River. That means we have to go to Steve in Fall River. And that was not a shot at Steve, the F thing. What's up, Steve?
I'm very happy they have Peyton Tolley and didn't trade him for this number two they supposedly needed in Minnesota. They don't need a number two. They have a 1, 2, and a 3. Very solid. And this kid, I'm glad he's still on the team. I don't care what he does tonight. I'm talking about the long run.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I guess I agree with you, Andy, about the Patriots. I think anyone who thinks they have a chance to make the playoffs is delusional. Needs to be probably committed somewhere. I mean,
thanks for the call, Steve. So is it delusional? I mean, you know, we only have so much time, you know. Stiz was just telling me a short segment here. Okay, so Steve, I gave him his airtime. Some people don't even want to give him his airtime. I gave him his airtime.
All right.
So, are you delusional if you believe the Patriots are going to make the playoffs? Could. Let me change it to could. Let's just say could.
Full blown delusional?
Excuse me? How excited are you for the Patriots to go to the playoffs?
I dumped that.
You did not.
No.
I don't know that
delusional. I think you're just a little overeager.
We heard Mike Giardi with us earlier, and he painted a road map for them to make the playoffs. Now, I will say it was littered with some negativity. He was like, and if you get a pass rusher, I thought it was going to be Keon White, but that ain't happening. Like, there were those little side jet.
Yeah, he's now officially running with the second team.
Yeah, he's not
Is he
good.
Too big? Is he not fast enough? It seems like this is going to be a
power.
Speedy, fast defense.
He sees you and he tries to run through you. That's how, and he sees
Isn't
the quarterback
that part
behind
of how football is played?
Yeah, but you have to have multiple pitches, as they say in the pitching world. You can't just have one pitch.
What if that one pitch is really good?
Sometimes you can get by with it. But for the most part, you have to have moves, counter moves, some speed, some flexibility. He's very stiff. Ted has talked about this. Anyone who's ever watched him.
Too rigid, too upright.
Stiff. Absolutely stiff. And I've always thought he's not really an edge guy. He's kind of like an edge tweener to the inside, like an inside sub pass rusher.
I think he did that last year, and he was very unhappy with his role.
Yeah, I mean, the guy seems unhappy. You guys make fun of me at the draft last night with the faces I make and sort of the stone face.
Oh, resting Belichick face on Keon White.
Keon White looks pissed at the world at all times. And I do think he believes he's better than he is. And that, you know, when he's not getting the opportunities, when he's getting bumped down the depth chart, when he's whatever that may be, he thinks it's not right and he's kind of getting screwed, which is true of a lot of players. But I don't believe it's dilute. Do I think the Patriots are making the playoffs? Nope. Do I think they're going to be under their win total? Yep. Is it impossible? It's not impossible. You have a rookie draft class that everybody's excited about, right? Mm. This rookie draft class, which we've just
looking
added,
better than any draft this decade.
We just added Woodson to, because we just found out Woodson. The hell's Woodson's first name? I should probably learn.
Craig Woodson.
The eraser. Supposedly he erases everything the offense wants to do. But if Woodson can play, and Kyle Williams can play, and Jared Wilson can play, and Travion Henderson can play, and Will Campbell can play, that's five guys right there that you might have contributing right out the gates. You also got a kicker who, I was going to say won the job, but I'd rather say got the job.
You've got a kicker who has the job.
Yes.
Can I give you just a freshly published NFL.com just weighed in with their division winners and wildcard teams.
Okay.
The around the NFL staff. Ready?
I don't think it'll take long to skip past the Patriots.
The AFC. Who wins the AFC East?
The AFC East, that's the Bills.
Yep. Okay. Who wins the AFC North?
The AFC North, I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Okay. Who wins the AFC South?
I'm going to go with the Texans.
All right. Very good. And who wins the West?
The West, I am going to go with the Chiefs.
All right. The three wildcard teams.
I am.
You're 4-4.
I'm going to go with the Bengals.
5-5.
The Broncos.
6-6.
Oh, can I fit? Now I feel pressure. This is so sad.
Don't blow it.
The last wild card team, I am going to say, is the Chargers.
7-7.
Who wrote this article?
Nailed it.
I'm actually kind of impressed.
There were just a couple few 6 and 7 seed votes for the Steelers and Patriots.
Yeek.
So basically the Steelers finish 8th and the Patriots are the 9th best team in the American Football Conference, according to NFL.com.
Yeah, the Steelers are a very weird team. They're the opposite of the Patriots because you're counting on an old guy.
Should we do the NFC?
No. I nailed it. No one cares. The Patriots are not making the playoffs.
Oh.
But you're not delusional.
Micah Parsons changed the calculus.
So what do you mean? The Packers win the North? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the Packers had a chance to win the North before Micah Parsons arrived.
Wow.
Now that Micah Parsons arrives, I think the Packers are a legit Super Bowl team. I think they are a legit
I was last year. I was the year before. I will continue to be. I'm a big Jordan Love fan.
I love his game. And the Packers, to me, are the two best teams in the NFC. I'm not on the 49ers like everybody else is. They feel like a team that's got too many old guys, too many potentially injured guys.
That, like, they lose Christian Watson. You add Micah Parsons. I know you didn't. Jair Alexander's gone. You trade Kenny Clark. But you add Matthew Golden, who was easily, I believe, the best wide receiver in the draft as well. That's going to open things up. And Josh Jacobs?
Yeah.
Stood.
They can run the ball. They can rush the passer. They can throw the ball. They can throw the ball to a lot of targets, too. He can spread the ball around. They don't really have a true number one. Yeah, I'm big time on the Packers. Now, the one thing is, I don't love the coach. I've never been a coach fan.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's mediocre at best.
I think he's ever won fewer than 11 or 12 games.
Yeah, and then I don't think he's ever won anything big in the postseason.
Well, now.
Is he
a graduate from the Shanahan tree?
A little bit. Absolutely. But that's going to do it for the segment, not the show. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we have some interesting audio from the man of the moment, Peyton Tolley, talking about not his pitching style, not his debut, but the most important thing, his mustache and where his mustache came from. Of course, Bradfo asked him about it on Baseball Isn't Boring. We'll give you a little sampling of that next here as we close things out on WEEI Afternoons.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson. So, that is not my words. Those are other people's words.
It has to have been coaches, right?
I've gotten Bob Kipper down in Greenville, gave me the Tom Selleck. I've had a couple of sweet ladies come and ladies that were fans of Tom Selleck the prime.
Yeah.
They were fans of it. But
that was the voice of Rob Bradford, as well as the man of the night, Peyton Tolley. Little conversation they had on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. That's going to be part of our odds and ends segment here to close things out on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Your trusted charity for car donations also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Clearly, Peyton Tolley's mustache is going to become a thing. Right. It's going to be on T-shirts. It's going to be.
Oh, I mean,
you can buy fake ones,
has
whatever.
Has a face been made with a silhouette for one of those? Like back when you had the Johnny Gomes with the helmet and all the beards in 2013.
It's coming. He needs to follow through.
Side note, I think one of my top five Red Sox of the last 20 years, Mike Napoli.
Really?
Love Napoli.
Why? I mean, I get why, but top five?
Top 10.
I feel like on a different list or something.
Just like
I like him more than you'd think kind of guy.
Okay, sneaky underrated favorite Red Sox of the last 20 years. Mike Napoli. It's a longer list title.
Yeah, it's a little wordy.
Napoli was awesome.
Fitzy 5 is shorter, but, you know.
It's okay, yeah.
It works. Mike Napoli, you're a big, big
Yeah, I mean, Napoli. Also like bartending the night they win the World Series. Yeah. Like
I get the idea.
How about that clutch home run off Verlander in the 1-0 win in the
But AL? You know guys like Pedro and Ortiz and
Pedro Manny. Has not pitched for the Red Sox in over 20 years. I said last two decades.
Okay. Little technicality there.
All right. Numbers matter.
Yeah, that's true. There's more to this Peyton Tolley interview from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He has a thing, Magnum PI. Maybe a lot of our listeners don't remember Magnum PI, but Peyton Tolley does.
Did you? I have to ask. So when I don't know if Kipper was the first one to say, but did you even know who Tom Selleck was?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, you did.
I grew up. My dad was a big. He's a big Magnum PI guy. I was Magnum for Halloween probably 6 or 7 years ago. So Tom Selleck was the inspiration.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wait. So how long have you had that? You've had a beard and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But. How long have you had the mustache for?
This will be pretty much since spring training. Is kind of whenever the mustache started.
But so, which begs me for like the Halloween.
It was a fake mustache.
Yeah.
That should be a WEEI Afternoons giveaway at Fenway Park. Fake mustaches. And we'll put our faces on them or something, or WEEI Afternoons. Somewhere we're going to get the logo and little branding, but fake mustaches. That's our next K-card giveaway for WEEI Afternoons. Let's just make sure he gets through like five innings tonight, though.
What's his nickname ultimately going to be, you think?
I like Magnum P.I.G. I think that
Magnum
is pretty good.
Magnum P.I.G.
That's good, Andy.
I didn't make it up. That was the midday show. Oh, I'm just stealing that. I'm snaking that. But I also need to see him a little bit more because, you know, this is something that's going through my house right now. We're getting a puppy in a couple weeks. And everybody's like, let's name the dog. What's the dog? And I'm like, don't we actually have to see the dog before we name the dog? Like, you can't.
No. But people name kids before they see the kid.
Yeah, I feel like it's different with dogs, though. Like, all kids kind of look the same when they come out.
They do?
Slimy, they're dirty, they're little, they're chubby, they're ugly, they're whatever.
Wow. Listen to this.
That's the romantic. My theory. But, like, dogs, how long's the hair? Is it, you know, what's the shade of the fur? Is he fat? Does he have big paws? Do you think he's going to be a moose? Do you think he's going to be bulky and big? Or is he going to be sore? Maybe the runt of the little, a little more dainty, right? You can't call, you know, it depends on how they look and their personality, right? A little bit there, you got to figure that out. So,
did you go with Roman?
Roman is in the running. Yes, it is. Roman is in the running for the heart puppy that's coming up in a couple weeks. He has ascended to that. So that's one of the options on the horizon.
There might be two cats coming into the Stevens household very soon. The youngest one has already named them Bruce Wayne and Batman.
Bruce Wayne and Batman.
Yeah.
So who's cooler? Batman, right?
I don't know.
Right out the gates.
You would think, oh, that guy's got a good sweet stash.
Yeah, Bruce is kind of the Dink guy.
Well.
I'd rather be Batman. See, that's a bad draw for the one that's Bruce Wayne.
Well, he'll have a lot. But the other guy gets in a lot of trouble. One gets beat up. The other one, obviously, is just debonair. Rich.
This does lead us to Peyton Tolley. Does seem like the kind of guy that's going to need a legitimate nickname. And you know who has a lot of influence on these we're finding?
Who that?
Lou Maloney. He's everywhere.
He's got influence.
He's got a lot of influence. He's on the broadcast. Have you seen his new thing, too, also, when they need to score, and he takes off his fleece, and he stands up, and he does, like, the wide stance thing or whatever going on to inject a little life in the offense?
Does he feel like that works?
He does. I've seen him do it in multiple broadcasts, and they've scored some runs and won some games and made it work for him. So, but Lou Maloney has a lot of, what the hell is that? Is there a train going over? Is there now a train on the second floor here at Fenway Park?
There's a drum corps playing in the lower bowels of Fenway Park heralding the arrival. It's got to be for some special celebration. It is so loud.
Is it drum night here at Fenway Park? We haven't done that one yet. There should be a bobblehead, a drummer bobble.
Through at home. Damn, that's loud.
Ken, do you know the song they're playing? Like, he's got a beat back there. Ken was like bopping to the beat. Like, are you a musician, Ken? Wow. But yeah.
Ken's a big Rush fan. He loved Neil Peart.
Good news is they have entertainment for you. If the tarp stays on the field a little bit longer, you can come listen to the drum corps out past the bleachers in center field here. But no, Peyton Tolley, so your prediction, you put me on the spot. I don't believe you answered the questions. Peyton Tolley, does he go more than four innings?
Yes, I'm giving him five.
Does he have more than 5.5 strikeouts?
Yes, giving him six.
Does he give up more than 2.5 runs?
No, two runs allowed.
Nah, you're kind of a homer. Like, so he's just, this is going to be a good outing.
Hold on. You ask for an opinion, I give it, and then you immediately poo-poo on it. Oh,
yeah,
wait,
but just once, I wonder if
I've
the opinion will ever be negative.
Decade. Yes.
Of course. 6 innings, 12 Ks. He's going to give any runs, whatever it is. Very, 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 very positive.
If you don't want the answer, then don't ask the question.
That's true. That is on me. All right. That's going to do it for WEEI Afternoons here at Fenway Park, where, yes, the L.L. Bean tarp is still on the field, but we are hopeful we are getting Peyton Tolley's debut tonight against Paul Skeens, Red Sox Pirates to kick off the weekend series.
Oh!
And then next week, we'll continue the winning ways. Hopefully, Peyton Tolley is building on his legend. And maybe come Monday, Fitzy, this is your homework assignment for the weekend. Actually, Tuesday after Labor Day, after we watch Bill Belichick get absolutely smoked by TCU.
Hey,
I want you to have a nickname for Peyton Tolley after you watch him.
Got it. I will bring in
your assignment.
There'll be no Fitzy 5 on Monday because we're off on Monday. But Tuesday, I will bring in 5 nickname options from our beautiful, safe Brighton studio because it's going to be a Patriots Monday on
Absolutely.
A Tuesday.
Patriots five Monday on a Tuesday. We'll talk to Drake May, Marcus Jones. We'll be getting ready for the Raiders. We'll be reliving the weekend. Peyton Tolley, the Pirates, everything going on. Bill Belichick, number 1 versus number 3, Texas and Ohio State. And it's Labor Day weekend, so eat your heart out, people. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. See ya.